Timber industry and environmental groups will make a stab at collaboration to boost both logging and habitat restoration in the Olympic National Forest. The congressman from Washington's Olympic Peninsula announced that effort Tuesday. It's modeled on successful collaborations elsewhere in the Northwest, including the Colville and Siaslaw National Forests. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports from Olympia.
The Olympic National Forest was ground zero for some of the hottest conflicts of the timber wars of the 1990s. Periodically, local environmental groups still file lawsuits. Current timber harvest rates are a fraction of historic levels. Now the office of Congressman Derek Kilmer has convinced sometimes antagonistic groups to focus on areas where they can agree.
There's a certain amount of activity we can do on public lands that, up to a certain point, maximize harvest without negatively impacting the environment. And right now, there is a gap between what we're doing now and what's best for the forest and best for communities.
Kilmer's office released a long list of participating associations, timber companies, and environmental groups. Other national forests to host collaboratives have found success by focusing on carefully designed forest thinning projects. However, green activists said this announcement will not stop their separate controversial push for more wilderness set-asides, known as the Wild Olympics campaign. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.